Everybody, good afternoon, shall I say. We're going to go in and get started. This is the Senate Committee on Health. It's September 13th. We have one bill to bring up. It's SB 4 Mendoza. Can we call the members, please, to establish a quorum?
Hernandez?
Here.
Hernandez here. Wynn?
Here.
Wynn here. Atkins?
Here.
Atkins here. Leyva?
Here.
Leyva here. Mitchell? Monning?
Here.
Monning here. Newman?
Here.
Newman here. Nielsen? Roth?
Quorum has been established. Senator Mendoza, please proceed.
Some to provide services under the Medi-Cal program. In Orange County, this agency is known as CalOptima, and it is the critical lifeline for almost 800,000 Orange County residents. The Board of Supervisors sets the membership criteria and appoints the members of the CalOptima Board. Unfortunately, this system has resulted in the frequent shifting of the governing board membership. Since 2011, the Board of Supervisors has revised the CalOptima board memberships at least four times. SB 4 preserves the stability and continuity of the CalOptima board by codifying the existing membership and qualifications and making other reforms designed to bring greater stability and consistency to this $3.4 billion enterprise. We have Amy Durbin from the California Medical Association, who is here to testify in support.
Thank you. Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Amy Durbin with the California Medical Association, here in support of SB 4. As mentioned, CalOptima is Orange County's organized health system. Unlike other county health systems, Orange County is unique because there is no county hospital. The physicians, community clinics, and private hospitals there are responsible for serving the 800,000 Medi-Cal lives. In 1995, CalOptima was formed with money from the hospitals and physicians with the understanding that they would remain committed as a medical community in delivering services to the underserved population. Today, 20 years later, there remains no county funding to support the state's Medi-Cal program. Despite this fact, the stakeholders remaining responsible for the care have no guarantee for their continued representation on the board. Therefore, SB 4 would ensure stability in the makeup of the board while also maintaining local government representation and control as well, but most importantly, will ensure that the stakeholders actually taking care of the state's Medi-Cal population and delivering these vital services have a voice at the table. Respectfully ask your aye vote.
Thank you. Anyone else in support of the measure?
Casey Elliott on behalf of the City of Santa Ana, we're in support.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair and members, Monica Miller on behalf of Alzheimer's Orange County in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon. Argelia León on behalf of Ultimate Healthcare Services in support.
Thank you.
Victor Christie with California Health Plus Advocates in support.
Thank you. Is there opposition?
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Chair and members. Amy Jenkins with Platinum Advisors on behalf of the Orange County Board of Supervisors. I'm here in opposition to SB 4. The bill would codify for 5 years the enabling ordinance adopted by the board that prescribes the composition of the county-operated health system serving Orange County residents, CalOptima. County-organized health systems were created to provide local management of Medi-Cal benefits to California's most vulnerable residents. Because local control has proven to provide beneficiaries the higher quality care that is specific to the local community. Currently, there are 6 county organized health systems operating in 22 counties. However, SB 4 only codifies the composition of one, and that's CalOptima. SB 4 strips local control solely from the county operated health system serving Orange County residents and tries to fix a problem that we do not believe exists. SB 4 moves in that direction that is in direct violation of local control. In an ever-changing healthcare environment, removing Orange County's flexibility to adapt and make future changes to CalOptima's board when needed is a disservice to CalOptima and the vulnerable beneficiaries it serves. For these reasons, the Orange County Board of Supervisors strongly opposes. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else in opposition from the public? Any questions or comments from any of the committee members? Senator Newman.
I should do it. It's from Ms. Jenkins, and I'm sorry to catch you halfway to the door. I am curious, and hopefully you can answer on behalf of the board. So what was the reasoning behind eliminating the 2 seats reserved for a legal financial professional and a member of the public?
Actually, Senator, I can't answer that question. I apologize.
Okay, because it does seem odd from up here in the dais.
Certainly.
All right, appreciate that.
No problem.
Any other questions? Seeing no questions. Is there a motion? Moved by Senator Newman. No.
He's used to you sitting on the left.
Kind of threw me off. Yes. You're not a member of the committee. You're not allowed to ask questions. I asked if there's anybody from the public that would like to speak in opposition, and that's when I gave that opportunity. And I will allow you that opportunity to make a comment, but not ask questions.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Two thoughts. The first is, I think 2013 is too far in the future. Maybe that date should be amended. And two, I think if you're going to start dealing with the structure of one county-operated health systems board, it should be for all of the county-operated health system boards. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Senator, yes, Senator Wynn?
Senator Mendoza, is there another county that currently has a similar structure, or is it just this is the first one?
This is the only county that has consistently changed their board so many so often, and this is this particular healthcare system. The county of Orange County actually has no real, how should I say, financial vested interest in this organization. It's a total separate arm from the county. So in reality, but the county will still retain the right and the opportunity to replace board members, appoint board members. They still have that. We're not taking that away. We're just setting the standard.
What I was getting at is that I think the comment was made that this is the only one. I think LA Care, though, has similar structure that was done by the state legislator. So this is not the only one.
Right. LA Care does have a similar model where they actually, the seats are stable. They don't shift around.
But it was a statute from the state.
Oh, yes, it was. Okay. Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, seeing no other questions, we do have a motion by, hello, Newman. Senator Mendoza, would you like to close?
Thank you, Ms. Chair. Members, I appreciate your time, and for the sake of time, I respectfully ask for your eye vote today.
Okay, we have a motion, SB 4, that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Call the members, please.
Hernandez.
Aye.
Hernandez, aye. Wynn.
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Atkins.
Aye.
Atkins, aye. Leyva.
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Mitchell.
Aye.
Mitchell, aye. Monning.
Aye.
Monning, aye. Newman.
Aye.
Newman, aye. Nielsen. Roth. Roth, aye.
Nielsen, aye.
Nielsen, aye.
That currently has 9. That bill is out, and that concludes the business of the Senate Health Committee, and we're adjourned.